Welcome. Welcome to your fifth guided meditation in Find Your Soul's Purpose. Another mystical adventure awaits you on our precious sacred spiral. We will begin, as we always do, by creating sacred container, sacred space, with an invocation, calling on the archangels, expressing your sacred desire, awakening your clairs, and sharing a few very special breaths. This invocation comes from the Book of Theophanies by the incomparable 13th century Sufi mystic Ibn Arabi. This poem speaks not only of the reality of the divine eye, but in it I think you can also hear the call, the longing of the transcendent hidden treasure to be seen and known by me, by you, by all of us. Listen, O dearly beloved, I am the reality of the world, the center of the circumference. I am the parts and the whole. I am the will established between heaven and earth. I have created perception in you only in order to be the object of my perception. If then you perceive me, you perceive yourself. But you cannot perceive me through yourself. It is through my eyes that you see me and see yourself. Through your eyes, you cannot see me. Let us call in the archangels who protect. Your soul wants five things. I will pause after each archangel's name so that you can invoke the presence of that archangel as well. We begin with Michael's dark sapphire blue-purple light of protection. Oh, Michael, who is like God? Then standing in Haniel's moonlight, Om Haniel, the glory of God. And in Jophiel's bright dark pink magenta, Om Jophiel, the beauty of God. And feeling yourself encased in Azrael's pale, pale butter yellow, Om Azrael, whom God helps. And in the silence, call on your own angels, your own animal messengers, guides and guardians, anyone you wish to accompany you and help you learn to see. Next, in the short silence, speak your sacred desire to walk the path, yes, to remember who you are and why you are here, but also for this very special fifth loop meditation, to remember how to see through your icon eyes, your human and your divine eyes. If you are using a talisman, breathe your sacred desire into it, and then place it in your actual or imaginal pocket or somewhere nearby. Let us now awaken our clairs. If you haven't already, close your outer eyelids and tap your forehead or third eye with the conscious awareness that you are awakening the eyes of your soul. Next, imagine closing the outer lids of your ears and tap your temples, awakening the ears of your heart. Finally, to complete our sacred container for this walk, let us take a few very special breaths together. We will be breathing in and out of our eyes, feeling each eye being blessed by divine light and love on the breath. Begin with your human eye, your right eye. With your imagination, breathe in your right eye. Breathe in. And now breathe out your right eye. Breathe out. Now shift, and with your imagination, breathe in to your divine eye, your left eye. Breathe in. And breathe out your left eye. Breathe out. On your next breath, feel the breath coming into your right eye. Breathe in. Now feel that breath flowing through and behind your head. And as you breathe out, coming out your divine left eye to bless the world. Breathe out. Now let's shift. Breathe in your left eye. Breathe in. And feel that breath moving across your head and breathe out your right eye. Now let's reverse. Breathe in your right eye. Breathe in. Feel that divine breath flowing through you and breathe out your left eye. In the silence, breathe that way on your own, in your right eye and out your left eye. As your breathing returns to normal, bow your head until your third eye is looking through your forehead at the ground around your feet. With your imagination, see a pinprick of golden light right in front of your toes. This is the point that opens the sacred spiral. Focus the light coming from your third eye onto this spark of golden light and watch. Watch as it expands and expands a bit more until it is larger than your feet. This is the round open door, the round open door between our world and the imaginal, between linear time and infinite time. Lift a foot, physical or imaginal, and tap this door 3 times. As you tap, ask the spiral to please open and welcome you to walk its sacred path. Then watch. Watch from within your third eye as the door opens to your command and you see the spiral that has been hidden beneath your feet. When the ground has opened wide enough for you to enter, call upon your guides to walk with you as you revisit and re-see the past. If you are uncertain who is walking this loop with you, this very special loop of seeing, simply ask now in the short silence for someone or something to appear. When you are ready, step into the spiral. You are very familiar with the first four loops. So in each of four brief silences, you can float through each of them quickly, beginning with the first. In this brief silence, float through the first loop, noticing once more just how beautiful this accelerator of consciousness is. You also know the second loop really well, so float through it. Once again, simply noticing the flickering movie of your life playing beside you. You also know the third loop well, remembering your birth. Float through it, letting the beauty of your birth wash over you as you float through this delicious third loop. Finally, float through the fourth loop, honoring once more the big questions, the profound mysteries of life and death. Float until you arrive at the base of the spiral. When you arrive at the base of the spiral, pause for a moment. Perhaps you would like to bow in memory of your profound encounter with the Beloved in the I Am point just below your feet. In this brief silence, you might wish to whisper again the mystical decree, "My presence was and is required." Carrying all the beauty, all the love, all the wisdom that you received in the I Am point, turn and float back upward through the fourth loop, remembering again how you felt the waves of gratitude, love, and joy. As you approach the fifth loop, gently place your feet down, down on the surface of the path. You have not been here before. So in the silence, take some time to look around. What does this loop look like? What is the surface of the path made of? What do you see or sense or notice? As you become more familiar with this fifth loop, the face of someone you love begins to rise before you. Do not judge who appears. It may be someone expected. It may be quite a surprise. It may be human or animal. It may be someone from your present or from your past. In the silence, simply notice who or what appears. When this face is before you, in your imagination, close your left eye and look at this face you love only through your right eye, your human eye, seeing their flaws and their problems as well as their beauty. Now, in your imagination, close your right eye and look at this face you love only with your left eye, your divine eye. With your divine eye, look deeply into the eyes of this face you love. In the silence, focus on the glimmer of light within and behind their eyes. The light within their eyes that responds to the divine light in yours. You are seeing, connecting with, touching, recognizing the treasury of divine light that resides within this person you love. The treasury of divine light that resides in everyone. You just may not have seen it this clearly before. In the silence, look at this person you love through your divine left eye. Now, in your imagination, open both your eyes and look at this face you love with your icon eyes. To activate your icon eyes, begin by following the stream of light coming from your human right eye as it flows across the space between you and the face you love in a gentle figure eight and enters the other person's right eye, touches their divine light within, and returns to you through their divine left eye, flowing across the space between you in this gentle, beautiful figure eight, and enters your divine left eye. In the silence, watch again as this river of light and love flows through and out of your eyes, across the space between you and this face you love, and in and out of the eyes of this person who is so precious, so dear to you. Back and forth in a figure eight loop of love from the divine in you to the divine in them. Stay in the rhythm and wonder of this continuous loop of love for a moment of silence. This is a living expression of the love, loving love you experienced with the beloved at the I Am point. As you practice seeing with your icon eyes, you too are becoming love, loving love. Notice as you look with your icon eyes, how the other person responds to being seen through eyes of love. In the silence. This first experience of seeing through your icon eyes is now complete. Bless the face of the one you love. Thank this precious person for appearing before you and allowing you to see what it means to see with eyes of love. Now, turn inward to your soul, and in the brief silence, ask your soul to please select one scene in your life that you regret, one scene in your life that you wish you had the opportunity to revisit and perhaps redo. When that scene is before you, in your imagination, look at it with just your right eye, your human eye. See what happened. See what you said or what you didn't say, what you did or didn't do. See what the other person or persons said or didn't say, or did or didn't do. But don't judge. In the silence, simply observe with your human eye. Notice what you see and how you feel. Now, in your imagination, open your divine eye, your left eye. And in the silence, view this scene through both your eyes, your icon eyes. Observe that scene as you follow the loop of divine seeing divine, love seeing love. In the long silence, notice how you feel as you look at this scene through your human and divine eyes. Now move in more closely so you can look directly into your face, your own face in that scene. In the silence, look at yourself with your icon eyes of love. Follow the figure eight loop of light from the divine in your eyes today to the divine in your eyes then. And notice how you respond to being seen with eyes of love. Now shift your focus and look deeply into the face of someone that you were upset with in that scene. Perhaps you felt that they hurt you in some way in that scene. In the silence, look deeply into that person's eyes with the figure eight loop of love from the divine in your eyes today to the divine in their eyes then, and notice how they respond to being looked at with love. Now pull back and look at the whole scene once more. In the silence, ask yourself, is there something here I wish to change? Something I wish to say differently or not say at all? Is there something I would do differently if I could relive this moment again? Know that you can make that change. And as you do, it will alter the vibration of that moment for everyone in that scene back when it happened, reverberating into the present and even vibrating into the future. This is possible because, as the angels taught us, it is all happening at once, in this moment, right now. In the silence, consider any changes you would make if you had the chance to relive that scene. You are almost ready to change what happened. But first, before you change anything, see this moment again, but see it through your icon eyes, not as something that went badly, not as a mistake you made or a mistake someone else made, but see it as a worn, torn baby blanket, something you dragged around for comfort, for safety, for security. In the silence, look at this scene one last time through your icon eyes and see yourself and everyone in that moment as the beloved sees us in that moment and in every moment. Beautiful souls having profound human experiences. And in the silence, whisper this truth. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful just the way it was. And as you whisper, it's beautiful, notice how the people respond to your decree. Perhaps the scene changes. Perhaps it stays the same. Even if the scene stays exactly the same, everyone involved is changed, and changed at depth, because they have been revisited and re-seen with divine eyes of love, they are remembered. In the silence, a nice long silence, take your time absorbing the profound experience of saying it's beautiful and re-seeing, revisiting, and remembering the past through your icon, Eyes of Love. Your first two experiences looking through your icon eyes are now complete. You can return here in your imagination anytime you wish to revisit and re-see a person or an event. But for now, you are ready to return to present time and present awareness, where you can begin living the lifelong practice of seeing yourself and others through icon eyes of love. When you feel ready, in the silence, you can begin floating again gently back to the surface. You are welcome to float back through the four previous loops, but you don't have to. You can simply look up, and see the entrance to the spiral above you through loops 6 and 7. If you would like to return that way, simply float now gently to the surface. When you step up through the round open door, look back. Look back at the sacred spiral for a moment and thank her. Thank her for assisting you in learning to revisit, re-see, and remember the past through your icon eyes of love. And thank your angels and your guides for accompanying you. And if you have a talisman, breathe your gratitude into it. When your gratitude is complete, tap the ground 3 times and the round open door will gently close back down to the size of a golden pinprick and disappear. With your eyes still closed, take a few breaths and gently bring your awareness back into your physical body. Thank the ears of your heart for their wisdom and open your physical ears, noticing a few sounds in your environment. Next, thank the eyes of your soul for their sacred vision and slowly, gently open your physical eyes and notice where your attention falls. When you feel ready, in this last long space of silence, drink your water slowly and consciously, whispering the insights, the blessings, the wisdom that you received on your 5th sacred spiral walk. This meditation is now complete. You may wish to soul write or soul sketch some of the insights you received on the sacred path, or you may wish to just sit with your hands on your chest, holding all that has happened in your spiritual heart. To integrate all that you experienced on this mystical 5th spiral walk, do be sure to walk the mystical labyrinth designed to help you see through your icon eyes, And if you are blessed to live near a physical labyrinth, you might also deeply enjoy putting your entire body in motion and entering the divine womb, the womb of the divine feminine, helping you understand, integrate, and embrace your precious, beautiful icon eyes of love.